There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Yes, the doctor may be in, but his voice may not be. So let's see what happens. Boy, couldn't it happen to a more perfect on a perfect night when Super Don and RSB are almost asleep, uh-huh. And Dr. Batar is here for some advanced medicine, but he left his voice in Omaha or where somewhere. Welcome, my friend.
You just want me to croak like a frog, right?
Yeah, I know. We do need the little froggy voice. And it's kind of sexy, so people, you know, the women will be calling up. And your wife will be nervous, but we'll be okay. We'll monitor things. But 866-939-2355 if you want to call in.
Yeah, my wife said that she liked my voice like this. I got to figure out how I got to keep it now like this.
How do you keep it like that? Well, if we keep you talking, we're going to keep it like that. That's for sure. So good luck to all of us in the second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is when we do the Medical Rewind Advanced Medicine on Mondays. And you can, if you ever miss an episode, you'll hear it. And that's the one thing your wife can do is just listen to this episode after it's over, over and over again, because she'll hear that croaky, sexy 976 Dr. Batar voice.
What's a 976 thing?
You don't remember those? Those like 1-900 numbers. They used to be like late night TV. Call now, big boy, 1-900. And you can, you know, you can talk with hot chicks. These were the things they did infomercials at night to get you to call up. And you were talking to somebody's grandma who's been smoking for 80 years. Hi, honey.
Hey, Don. Hey, Don. Doesn't this sound like Robert has a little too much information about this?
Yeah, I think he may have had some really large phone bills back in the day.
I didn't know I was calling grandma. No, it was all the comedy shows. Anyway, yes, there was some funny things. So we always talk about that, the verbascum voice, by the way. That's homeopathic verbascum is the most indicated remedy when you have that gravelly voice or the 1-900 voice. If you like it, don't take any verbascum because it'll go away fast. But I didn't know, Dr. Batar and I hadn't talked prior to the show as usual, and so I didn't know to tell him that. So anyway, we'll carry on. There's some good stories that we can cover. I don't know which one's jumping out the most for you, but we'll go any which way you want.
Mm-hmm. Before you do that, the verbascum, just out of curiosity, does that actually do anything from, besides a functional change, does it actually do anything from an anti-infective / drainage type solution too, or no? Is it just for the sinuses, for the upper respiratory, or is it just
It seems to impact the nerves of the vocal cord as well as the vocal cord itself. But as it is with any homeopathy, they don't know the mechanism of action to describe. Is it anti-infective? I would probably say no, because it's not having a physical effect in the same way, because it's homeopathic medicine. But the impact on the metabolism, the impact on the function of that area, and that particularly the indication of that gravelly voice seems to respond most of all the homeopathic remedies I've used over the years to that one single remedy called verbascum, which is known as Mullein, M-U-L-L-E-I-N. Verbascum, of course, the Latin name as we use in homeopathy.
Got it. Okay.
Isn't that interesting? Because we know about Mullein oil and things. So evidently, if you've got too much of that, it would cause your throat to have the very same symptoms that the homeopathic remedy would tend to reverse. So there you go, a little homeopathic education tonight on advanced medicine. Advanced homeopathic medicine.
There you go.
Yeah, very good. So we got the daily statin use may raise your risk of cataracts. That's one story I think would be cool to cover. I was asking you on the break, Dr. Batar, really, do doctors really still prescribe statins? I'm scratching my head. How could that be?
Well, I think that currently it's still thought of bad medicine if you're not prescribing statin drugs. Even the so-called alternative integrative doctors still prescribe statin drugs, and I think a lot of that is more CYA than anything else, because if this person has a heart attack and a doctor took them off a statin drug, they could be potentially liable, whereas if they were on a statin drug, even though that may have induced the heart attack, caused other problems, or, you know, liver cancer or the cataracts or whatever the other side effects of the statin drug are, well, you're practicing the standard of care, so you're covered. It doesn't matter if somebody dies or many people die. It doesn't matter because you're doing what the herd mentality has rubber stamped and said is acceptable. So I think a lot of doctors are probably still using it because of that reason. In my clinic for, gosh, since 1998, 1999, mm-hmm. 15 plus years, any of my colleagues, another doctor that may be working with me as I've had over the couple of years, over the past years, and or my nurse practitioners, PAs, if they prescribe a statin drug, that's grounds for being fired.
Terminated? When you fire them, yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting. You said, Dr. Batari, if somebody, a medical doctor pulled somebody off a statin drug and then they had some kind of heart attack or something related to that, that they could be gone after because they violated some kind of sort of standard of care. But if they were on the statin drug and the statin drug actually caused the congestive heart failure, there'd be no problem.
Absolutely. And this is the reason that when people come to us for treatment, we always do our own physical. And I always like to say, if people say, hey, I just had a physical done last week or last month. I tell them, well, that's great. It's not that we don't trust anybody else. We just don't trust anybody else.
And what do these other doctors doing physicals miss often when you're giving them a physical they didn't see?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. I actually had my nurse practitioner, Jane, tell me that she had a patient that she treated, basically the physical on a couple months ago. And the husband was there present while she was in the physical. She didn't know it at the time, but he ended up being an ER doctor. And afterwards, commented and said to her, that's the most thorough physical I've ever seen. And Jane does the physical exactly how I want the physical done. And I've had those type of comments made to me in the past. Jane has been doing all my physicals the last 6-7 years. But what's interesting is that the reason that we started this whole process, this standard in our office, our methodology has become very consistent over the last decade and a half. And that was because I had an incident of a patient that came to my office that was referred to me by a general surgeon, actually, locally. And the patient had not been seen by the general surgeon, but the general surgeon had treated the patient's wife before she had died. The patient called the general surgeon, saying that I'm having this problem. And he said, well, I need to go find your primary care doctor. The patient went to the primary care doctor and had a physical done, and was told that there was a hernia present. And so he called the surgeon again, and the surgeon had not seen the patient, but said, basically, I need to come in, and we'll go ahead and repair the hernia. And the patient told the doctor, the surgeon, I want to approach this from a holistic perspective, a non-surgical perspective, and so, what do I do, or what do you recommend? So, of course, the surgeon, again, he never saw the patient, so it wasn't his issue. Mm-hmm. But he knew of me. We had talked before. I'd sent him some patients. He helped me out with some patients, and he had some personal experience with what we do. Had seen some of the patients. So he afterwards told me. He said, "I just told him to come check you out." So the patient comes to us, and I start working him up. Well, when it comes to the physical, the patient doesn't want the physical. Why? Well, because he just had a physical done by the primary care doctor. And that's what, that's why he knew he had the hernia. And I kept him telling him, I'm sorry, we have to redo it. No, that's not fair. I just had it done. I just paid for it. Came down to the fact that he'd already paid for a physical, and that's why he didn't want to have another one done. So I said, okay, I'll tell you what, I'll make a deal with you. I still do the physical. I just won't charge you for it. How's that? He was very happy with that.
Okay, you can do it then. Right.
Right. We did the physical. And the bottom line is, long and short of the story is, that on the physical, I found this guy had a large mass, about a 8 by 10 centimeter mass in his abdomen that the other primary care doctor had diagnosed as a hernia, whereas in fact it was a solid tumor.
Wow.
It was not a hernia. And I called the surgeon. The surgeon never saw the patient, so I called him and told the patient that he needs to follow up with the surgeon because this guy's got a massive cancer. And, of course, that's what he ended up having. He never came to us for treatment for cancer, but that's how, this whole thing started. And
right.
You have to remember that in this world, if somebody's taking homeopathic, for example, he's got some kind of condition, or she's got some kind of condition, and she starts taking a homeopathic or, you know, or some type of a natural substance or one of our treatments or whatever it is, and there's some type of a deleterious effect that takes place, they're automatically going to blame it on my treatment or the homeopathic.
Yeah, you're right. I've seen that, Dr. Batar. You know, I've done a lot of consulting for our friends at Natural Immunogenics over the years, and you know, where they have, and this is true of all the dietary supplement industry, like they call this adverse event reported. They have it for drugs, but they have it for supplements too. And so if there's an issue, like a woman who's pregnant, she may be on a medicine prescribed for her doctor that may be contraindicated for pregnancy, but she also happens to be taking a vitamin supplement of some kind, and something happens.
You know, vitamin.
Immediately, they're going to go after the supplement. Exactly right. It's exactly right. And people don't understand that built-in bias that we have, in, even in the judicial system, that comes back to haunt the good docs that are doing the right thing, or even the good supplement companies that aren't harming anyone. So that is another interesting thing.
Some of our product line that we had in the past before we closed down the lab, the transdermals, and those that don't know the background, I won't bother, and those that do know the background know what the solutions are now. Well, you already know what the solutions are, so I won't get into all those details. But on the back of the warnings, we always had, do not take if pregnant. And people used to ask me all the time, well, what happens if you take it pregnant? I said, absolutely nothing, but we put it on there because if somebody's pregnant, we don't want them to take it, because if there is, God forbid, some kind of adverse effect, they're going to blame it on this. So just don't take it. And that way, yet we know that, like the trans feed, used to get many people, you know, people that were, that wanted to get pregnant, that couldn't get pregnant when they started trans feed. That was one of the things. People got pregnant because it brought their hormones into balance. But once they were pregnant, we recommended that they stop the trans feed. Why? Well, very simple, because if, God forbid, there is something that happens that's not positive, they will blame it on anything that they don't know, they don't understand. Automatically, the unknown gets what word.
Right.
So for all our patients that come in with chest pain, with a history of chest pain, with a history of high blood pressure, with a history of any kind of cardiac issue, before we start any type of IV treatment, we always get a baseline EKG, always. Mm-hmm. And I cannot tell you how many times we've seen anomalies on the EKG on baseline. We start their treatment, and sure enough, the anomalies go away. But God forbid, had we not done those baseline studies, and I've had this happen twice in the actual case, where a patient had an adverse effect, and we were able to show that here's the baseline EKG, and here's the EKG after we start our treatment, and the EKG after we start our treatment shows an improvement compared to the baseline. But they try to blame it on the treatment.
Right, exactly. Well, listen, we're doing some advanced medicine. Dr. Batar's voice is holding up so far so good because we're hanging on by a thread tonight with the pace we've all been on. Stick around, 866-939-2355, medicalrewind.com if you ever miss an episode with Dr. Batar. And, of course, many other places to listen. More on the statin drug connection. Also, I got a story going back to 1999 that resurfaced as well.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
All right, we're still here. Rashid Batar, Dr. Batar's voice is still hanging on as well, so we'll carry on. We'll carry on. I want to talk more about the statin relationship to cataracts as well. And also, Super Don, remind me, if we come back at the bottom of the hour, we're still here. I do want to do a follow-up story on a story. Since Dr. Batar went back to 1998-99, I need to as well. I think it's a kind of a cool follow-up that I just heard. So just remind me of that. We'll bring that up. But Dr. Batar, again, as absurd as it is to keep prescribing these statin drugs, as you said, it's a CYA medicine. The docs, if they don't do it and something happens, they're in trouble. If they do it and something happens, they're fine. And it's just so bizarre this type of medicine is still going on. It's still the mainstay of America.
It is, and it probably will be for a long time, just because, not only just in medicine, but pretty much in all industry, it's the same type of standards, cover your rear end standard as opposed to doing what's the right thing and what's the best for the client, patient, whatever you want to call them. But, you know, this thing with the statin drugs is the entire premise upon which this is based, of this reduction of the lipids. And that's the reason the statin drugs are being prescribed. If you look at the original studies that were done that showed the reason to bring the lipids down, those studies actually talked about how it was all related to the triglycerides and not the cholesterol. Mm-hmm. But yet everything kind of went into cholesterol, triglycerides, lipids, everything. They kind of bundled it all in. The second thing is when they did the statin studies, they showed actually that there was one very essential component that needed to be included with those statin drugs, and that was ubiquinone, which is coenzyme Q10 found in the mitochondria of all cells necessary for cell respiration. And the reason it was included with everybody, with all the studies, was because when you use statin drugs without ubiquinone, the statin drugs decrease the normal endogenous levels of coenzyme Q10 in the body. And that causes muscle fatigue and causes all sorts of other deleterious effects to take place. So they knew that the statin drugs, the side effect, caused a decrease in the ubiquinone levels. And so the studies were conducted with the ubiquinone present. But once the drugs came to market, the ubiquinone was no longer added and was conveniently forgotten because there was no profit in it. The ubiquinone, the coenzyme Q10, was so expensive for them to include it in the statin drugs, they just decided to drop that part, and they just started giving people this drug, which has been one of the worst things that you can do to the human population, because there's a direct correlation with increase in not only problems that are associated with muscle fatigue and such, but a lot of the member core, the low pitch, people complain all the time, body aches, arm aches, shoulder aches, leg pain, fatigue, but also liver cancer, very high incidence of liver cancer that's found in people that are on statin drugs. So then you look at the most recent studies done in the last 5 to 10 years that show that cardiovascular disease has nothing to do with the lipid levels, the triglyceride levels, cholesterol levels. They found it directly related to the insulin levels, hyperinsulinemia. Mm-hmm. And they've already tried to address this issue with, why is it that half the people that have high cholesterol, high triglycerides, have no evidence of cardiovascular disease? They have no blockage anywhere. They're completely clean vessels. And half the people that have blockage, that have atherosclerosis, that have cardiovascular disease, when you work them up, they have normal lipid levels. They don't have high triglycerides and cholesterol.
Right.
So it really shows that it has nothing to do with the cholesterol triglycerides. This is, again, a made-up issue and we're treating a made-up illusion. It's all mm-hmm. a facade. But,
yes.
You know, if you want to really correlate the incidence of heart disease with cholesterol, look at bears. Bears have a normal cholesterol of 600-700. When was the last time you ever heard of a bear having a heart attack?
Yeah, and yours up higher than that.
My personal?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my personal, is over 2,000. And I took statin drugs for my last year in medical school before I knew what the heck they were. And I started having all sorts of problems with muscle fatigue, and I stopped. And I've never touched it again. And my lipid levels were so high that when you drew blood on me, the top one-fifth of the tube, the test tube, would have a white layer where the lipids would foam. It was that high.
Incredible. And, but the thing is, you will never get Alzheimer's, my friend. You will never have cognitive decline or dementia. You've got too much good insulating healthy fat in you.
Well, I'll tell you, it's funny. I haven't had any formation of that layer of white milky, you know, lipids on the top of my test tubes when I've had blood drawn in the last probably 10, 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that it was controlled was with exercise
mm-hmm.
and with, choosing the right type of diet, which is reduced to simple carbohydrates. Then that's basically it. Exercise is how I've maintained it.
Yeah, and
going
clean. That's right.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a break. Also, let's see. I got a story to tell. 1999 going back. A pre-med student. Not even pre-med yet. It's an interesting history there. We're going to cover that and more with Dr. Bitar after this break.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man.
He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, here once again with Dr. Bitar and almost his voice. And Super Don on the board making it sound good up there. And also GCN, our syndicator, if you want to call in, 866-939-2355. Even if you don't call in live, you can leave a message, and we can respond to you on the air or confidentially. If you don't want your name said, just say so. That's fine. Unless you're Sherazad, then we will say your name. Dark, a good friend out there. Here's an interesting story I want to get in with you, into you with this Alzheimer's prevention, on I think on CNN's website. The first thing is improve your GI health. Which is not surprising to you or me. It's surprising that it's on a CNN story. But it reminds me, Dr. Bitar, way back in 1999 when I met this teenager who came to see me for help. A teenager who had already been through gastroenterologists and then colorectal surgeons. And he was wearing a colostomy bag. He was like 17, almost 18 years old, young kid, Iranian family, very nice man, young man. and was just desperate. He was on Cipro. He was on ciprofloxacin every day because they couldn't control, you know, he still had loose stools. It just was horrible. And so we addressed it homeopathically and with other things in my arsenal, so to speak, to correct it. And he was able to have formed stools. He was cool after that, and he was off the Cipro. But he obviously never forgot that. Now, he was at Emory University, or about to go to Emory, and he wanted to be a medical doctor, which reminded me of myself because I went to Emory. But pretty soon after my freshman year, I was so disgusted with what the modern medical doctors did to me for the previous 18 years that I said, I can't do this. This would make me miserable. Now, I would not begrudge anyone. Like you've said, your daughter wanted to go into medicine. If their heart is set on it and if their bliss is there to do that, I would just encourage them not to be blinded or programmed out of reality and their heart. And this kid was impacted significantly. He went on to be a doctor, and I just got an email from him. I guess he's not a kid anymore. And he writes to me. He was like, he graduated from Stanford Medical School, went there for residency evidently, and now he's out in Palo Alto doing a mind-body health practice as a physician. And I think this would be a great follow-up story to talk to him, how he survived medicine, because he couldn't be blinded because the experience was so profound with homeopathy and other things that he had going into medical school, Dr. Bitar.
No, I think I remember you talking about this before a couple of years ago, about 4 years, 5 years ago. You had mentioned this in the past, but I didn't know that, you know, he's a physician now. So that would be kind of a cool...
A really cool follow-up. And that's what, you know, when you said I'm going back to 98, 99, suddenly my mind went there, and I remembered he just sent an email out of the blue just to say hi. I don't know if you remember me. It's like if he knew, I'd talk about that story from time to time because it was such a really an important moment for me to really strengthen my resolve to go, you know, dig on gut health issues. You know, that's why I lecture on it all the time. I'm always open to innovating in that way to accelerate the health recovery because I just don't want to see any more kids, much less adults, butchered on by colorectal surgeons.
Right, and I think that, you know, in their defense, and again, you know, I don't defend doctors, but in their defense, they don't even understand what's going on. So in their world, they're doing the best thing.
Oh, well, they're just the end stage. It's after the gastroenterologists they're the ones really doing the butchering. Let's be straight about it.
Exactly.
Antibiotics, prednisone, whatever drugs. By the time the colorectal surgeon, you know, like, what are we going to do? You've destroyed the kid's gut. We got to do something, right? So yeah, I take your point.
Exactly right. Yeah, and that's a point that I always want to make because it's Savastin's textbook of surgery, which is the gold standard Bible for general surgeons. In the very first chapter, one of the most profound things that I read, and I mean, it's like a book that's the size of two telephone books, right?
Right.
And I still have my textbook, my first two versions of that book that I had. And it's kind of like a security blanket type thing, you know, even though surgery and won't have it in years. But the very first chapter in there, he actually makes a statement that is so profound, and he says that surgery is the ultimate admission of defeat. He says that surgery, anybody can do the surgery. What really makes a surgeon is the pre- and post-operative care. But remember that when you're going to cut on the body, you have accepted the fact that all other options have been... they've been explored, and there's nothing further that can be done, and that's why surgery is the last resort.
Right, and the ultimate, and you said it, and he said it right, the ultimate admission of defeat, and it doesn't, again, your point is taken. They're coming in to rescue a disastrous situation, but the colorectal surgeon is not schooled in what the gastroenterologist could have done differently, or not at all,
exactly.
And the homeopath could have done to prevent it, or the herbal, you know, that whole thing.
And it's actually something that goes not just to gastroenterology or the gastrointestinal surgeons. You see this actually in all aspects of medicine. I mean, I'm a perfect example of somebody who has been surgically trained, and I don't believe in any invasive component of the body. I have a friend of mine who actually sat on my board for American Board of Clinical Medical Toxicology, and he's a vascular surgeon, and he practices in Tennessee. And he's another example of somebody who does no surgery anymore, but he's done over 10,000 vascular cases. But now he treats everybody with chelation because he's seen the difference. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because when you understand how the body works, you understand that when you start correcting processes with mechanical means, it can be life-saving, as you said, in certain situations, in trauma situations, and in situations where there's an iatrogenic component where, you know, other doctors have created all sorts of issues. But you got to remember, like, when you're dealing with a vascular tree, for example, with the blocking of a vascular area, you've got 60 to 65,000 miles of blood vessel in the body.
Right.
And whatever process is affecting that vascular tree, it's not just affecting 1 or 2 or 3 feet, it's affecting whatever it's affecting that area where you have your symptoms, whether it's the carotids or the coronary arteries or the peripheral vascular vasculature, wherever it is it's affecting the whole tree. You're just seeing the manifestations in those areas. So around areas of bifurcation, around turbulent flow, you're going to see an accumulation of some of this atheroma, the clot that's forming there.
Mm-hmm.
But what you have to remember is that you cannot take a chemical process and correct it with a mechanical means, because that chemical process is affecting all 65,000 miles off the blood vessels, whereas that mechanical means is only going to correct 6 inches, 12 inches, maybe 2 feet of that vascular tree. So by definition, you cannot correct a chemical process with a mechanical means. You must treat it with a chemical process. And that's one reason we do many of the things. I mean, you know, the homeopaths, for example, nutritional, whatever we're doing, the detoxification IVs that we use, we are using chemical processes to correct those chemical problems.
Yeah.
And that, from
the global physical obstruction. That's created. So, anyway,
That's applicable, though, Robert, not just to the vascular. I'm just using that as an example.
The gastrointestinal system,
the same thing. It's a chemical process that's affecting the gut. You cannot go in there and remove a portion of the gut and expect that chemical process to be altered. All you're going to do is go in there and you're going to take out the worst part of that gut. But that process that started, wherever it started, that caused that worst part of the gut to now be there that you have to cut it out, it's still affecting the rest of the gut.
Well, which explains...
The solution can't be that you're going to keep on going in and, you know, in and out, and just removing more and more of the gut. Obviously, that's not going to work.
No, it couldn't. I mean, that's why they were at their desperate straits, last-ditch effort when they came to see me, or he did, or his family, you know, found out about me. And, you know, what I was doing was addressing the same thing that they didn't correct from the beginning. They just happen to now have an external bag instead of a colon. But, you know, by correcting it, we were able to restore function to what was left. And therefore, he didn't have to rely on those chemicals from Big Pharma, from the doctor, and which is great. And it's just an amazing story, and I can't wait to talk to him, hopefully even on the air, if he's willing to go on the air and talk about the story. That would be a great, great follow-up. Now, I do want to talk about this Alzheimer's story on CNN, because this is a shocker, because I'm looking through the 7 things that they say to fight or prevent Alzheimer's. I want your comment on them while we have time to do so. The first one, as we said, is the GI health. They're talking about improving your gut health, eat fermented foods, probiotics, and that's, I mean, what am I going to say? I can't argue that. That's a great way to prevent Alzheimer's. That's one way. It's not the only way, but that's one. But the second one goes to fasting, intermittent fasting. They're actually listing intermittent fasting here.
They listed address your gut health and fast?
The intermittent fasting, they actually, which of course we know it's impacting on the glycemic issues, the insulin issues as well. It's pretty interesting how they're describing fasting as one way, as a preventive kind of approach, which is, like I said, I'm looking, the first two are not drugs. None of these 7 are drugs, and I'm just stunned by it as I'm reading this with you.
Yeah, I mean, that's fantastic, because I have long felt that fasting is a great component of maintaining health. In fact, I haven't done it in a couple of years, and I can really feel the difference, but yeah, fasting is phenomenal.
Yeah, here the third one is DHA, supplements like DHA. Essential fats for brain and nervous system health, strengthening your synapses, they say.
I mean, so far, so good.
So far, so good. Ooh, you're going to like this one. Reduce heavy metal toxicity. What? Are you kidding me? They actually mentioned mercury. This is, I don't even know who the author of this story is. It just says CNN. And we're going to find out. Super Don, if you could figure out who the author of this one, this is just stunning. They actually mentioned mercury, although they really only focus on it in tuna, but they do say, yes, exposure to heavy metals associated with dementia, cognitive decline. They also mention aluminum. But anyway, I tell you, it's just an interesting article here. Then they say cut out inflammatory foods. Overeating grains, not a good thing.
Yes,
high sugar, not a good thing. Yeah, this is impressive.
So far, so good.
Like, what happened to CNN? Somebody went to sleep. Oh, speaking of sleep.
Little Twilight Zone thing going on here.
Yeah. Number six on the list.
We know it's not April Fool's Day, and we also know that we've talked about how the collective consciousness is becoming more and more aware, so there we go.
Yeah, and I said about getting more sleep. That this is number seven. Get more sleep.
Oh, shit. That's the wrong word.
You said sugar. You said sugar. And number seven, the seventh thing on the list, balance your hormones.
Yeah.
Cortisol. They mentioned cortisol.
I can't agree with any more than I already do. One thing that is interesting, that they mentioned how to balance the hormones, because if you think about balancing hormones and you try to rebalance hormones with other hormones, you're never going to do it. In fact, that they could have actually eliminated that seventh one, because if you do the first six, your hormones are going to, by default, start getting balanced.
Too right, Dr. Bitar. Exactly, because they talk about replacement therapy. That's where they fall down. So it is still CNN. They fell down on the seventh one, but pretty good, 1 through 6, not bad. All right, we got another segment. Super Don, you'll have to tell us what we're going to do. We're still here, amazingly. I'm still standing, and Dr. Bitar's voice is still hanging in there. MedicalRewind.com if you ever miss a show. RobertScottBell.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary.
despite all the stresses we inflict upon it. It still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
All right, whatever you do, don't let your man read European neuropsychopharmacology. Because if they do, they might be slipping their women low-dose Prozac to address their PMS. Not kidding. Scientists now believe that low doses of antidepressants may prevent PMS in women. Is this for real? Is this serious, Dr. Bitar? What says the literature, or what say you?
Well, first of all, when a woman's going through PMS, it's not a very pleasant experience. Obviously, they're having a physiological change that's quite significant. Their endometrium is sloughing off. You know, hormones are going through a huge shift. So, yes, they're in pain. There's an inflammatory cascade going on. And sure, I'm sure that they're depressed a little bit, down under the weather.
Mm-hmm.
But to treat that with antidepressants, well, you know, if you really think about it, then give them, you know, you might as well just give them crack cocaine or amphetamines or whatever other type of recreational drug or get them drunk. I mean, the stupidest thing I've ever heard, give somebody an antidepressant and cause those type of problems. Give them alcohol if you want to give them anything. But here's the thing. If there really was a solution for women to help them with their PMS, it wouldn't just help women. It would help everybody, because if mama's happy, everybody's happy.
Yes,
right?
Yes. This would be something that everybody should be jumping on. But, no, we can't endorse Prozac for PMS. We will not. There's too much. There's so many dangers with that drug, and they don't even know from person to person to person how that person will interact. Hence, you know, suicidal tendencies, ideations, behaviors are brought out. Maybe not so much in low doses. I don't know. I mean, this is the kind of case where you see, like, in the era of AIDS when they went, you know, hog wild with that dangerous chemotherapy drug, AZT, and it killed everybody. And then they lowered the dose, and they said, oh, look, they're living longer. It must be the AZT. All they did was reduce its toxicity by reducing the dose. Basically, they're giving a little less toxicity of Prozac at a lower dose here.
Yeah, and to say that, you know, a lower dose is safe is like saying a lower amount of poison is safe, or a lower amount of spark that causes a fire is safe. Well, the result is going to be the same fire. The poison is still going to cause the same problem. It doesn't take that much poison to shut down a whole system. So, yes, the Prozac, you know, anybody who's going to take any type of drug like Prozac or any of the antidepressants for that matter, they need to read a book called Prozac Panacea or Pandora and learn the history behind these drugs. And these drugs were created from the the same basic formula as the is it the angel dust, the LSD?
Well, certainly the Ritalin, the methamphetamine of realm. They call it methylphenidate, PMP, which is definitely chemically related to PCP, which is the angel dust. So, yeah, in terms of psychiatric drugs affecting the mind, there's definitely a history. There's also CIA, you know, experimentation into psychopharmacology that plays itself out in modern psychiatry, and it's been standardized to the point where we go, oh, yeah, yeah, they're doing science. No, they're not. They're doing experiments on you.
Yeah, the PCP is all antidepressants, with I believe the exception of Wellbutrin, all antidepressants fall underneath that category. They come from the original PCP. It's a derivative of that chemical, which causes a lot of hallucinogens. And historically, you can go back and look at the one time in history when they were about to pull Prozac off the market. There was some talk about that because there was a lot of what they call breakthrough suicide. And I think we've covered this before on the shows.
Mm-hmm.
The breakthrough suicide reason that they were going to pull Prozac off was then negated. It really wasn't breakthrough suicide. The mechanism of action of all those suicides was the same. They weren't actually committing suicide. They were hallucinating. They were jumping up buildings thinking they could fly. Because if you're going to have breakthrough suicide, then you would expect there to be various types of mechanisms that people enacted to commit the suicide. You know, whether they hung themselves or did whatever. Every one of these so-called breakthrough suicide attempts were all jumping from high buildings. So that was, again, comes back under that PCP hallucinating, thinking you could fly, that aspect. And so any drug that's going to cause a hallucination, and remember, these are drugs that are antidepressants. They are supposed to be against depression, against the issue of a person becoming depressed. So if it's an antidepressant, anti-against depression, you know, you're down. If it's supposed to keep you from being down, then don't you think that there are other things that people can do that are less damaging than causing hallucinations to make you think like you're not down?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, alcohol or whatever.
Right, right. Yeah, just you drug yourself. Yeah, drug yourself, alter your chemistry in a horrible way. Side effects could be worse than the original suffering. And that's allopathic medicine. You know, that's what we cover here in a different way with Dr. Roger Bittar each and every week as we go to advanced medicine. And medicalrewind.com if you miss it. Can you tell them what we got to tell them?
Before I say fire to heal is yours, remember,
yes.
Remember Ty's story.
Yes, that's right. We're going to be back next week and tomorrow.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.